WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Lightning from passing storms yesterday morning in College Station caused momentary power outages, which for some tripped fire alarms. That includes the A&M System headquarters, the Connolly Building, where there was an evacuation. The College Station Fire Department was dispatched there as well as three other locations to make sure there were no fires. The Bryan Fire Department reported no calls. Bryan Broadcasting employees saw a lightning strike up close and personal. A bolt hit a light pole in the east parking lot of Crystal Park Plaza, resulting in a flash of bright white and blue-green colors. A professor at Texas A&M University has died, apparently after jumping from an on-campus parking garage. Out of respect for family privacy, we are not releasing any further details of the victim's identity. University police received a medical assistance call yesterday morning about 10:30 from the Northside garage. Investigators do not suspect foul play. The Bryan City Council will take another 6 weeks to consider whether to create a West Side Historical District.
The proposed area is bordered by 30th to the south, William Joe Bryan to the north, Reed to the west, and Parker to the east. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton wanted time to study comments made during last night's public hearing.
We've heard from people on both sides, but I do want to have time to ask more questions of staff and then come to a really good understanding of what we're doing. You may not get another shot at this.
Supporters who live in the affected area include David Riddle.
Based on what we've seen occur on the east side, I think we can feel fairly certain that the effects of this are going to be positive.
Opponents include Wesley Scott.
Properties that are already on the historic register, they're already subject to these requirements, and obviously they have no reason to protest anyone else being subject to the same rules.
The council will hold a public workshop before taking a vote February 26th in order to answer questions raised during comments made last night. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next Monday night, the Bryan School Board is holding a public hearing to take comments about shifting high school attendance zones. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says one of the purposes is about making Bryan and Rudder High both for 4A schools for UIL purposes.
What about the freshmen that are currently, or sophomores or juniors or seniors, who are currently at either Bryan and or Rudder? And, of course, that choice would be left up to them. They'd be grandfathered in to the situation where we're not going to make you and change the rules on you midstream. You've already been at one of the schools, and you've already built relationships with those teachers and your friends, and so we're not going to make that. It would start with our eighth grade class coming in.
A map showing the proposed boundaries will be on the Bryan ISD website today. Wallace says no changes are planned for middle and elementary school attendance areas. If approved, the new high school zones would take effect next year. Monday's public hearing is at the district's administration building starting at 6 p.m. The state capitol is a familiar place for Charles Schwertner, but the Georgetown physician is among four who have moved from the House to the Senate. Schwertner says his preparation to represent a district that includes Brazos County has included time with his predecessor, Steve Ogden of Bryan.
He's a person I can rely on when I have the need to reach out to someone about an issue that's affected the district. And, you know, he's someone that's on my short list to call. There's a particular issue that I want a little more a different viewpoint or some clarity about what has happened in the past.
Schwertner says there is an upbeat attitude in Austin, much of it due to the statewide economy.
Texas has been a leader in economic development and job creation, and I think we're a shining star in when you compare it to the other 49 states. I look forward to helping advance Texas and maintain its position as the number one economic state.
Schwertner says he will have a district office opening soon in the Twin Cities. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 60 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. It's 611. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
A slow-moving low-pressure system will continue to bring heavy rain to portions of the listening area today. There's a flash flood watch in effect. We'll be dealing with showers and thunderstorms, heavy downpours, localized areas of flooding. Temperatures today 60 to 65. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms finally end 50. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. During tomorrow night, we're clear 45 to 50. Looks like we'll have mostly sunny weather, a high of 65 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've lost two to head coaching positions. Now we're losing one to the NFL, but it's not a coach this time. If you haven't heard, we'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Aggie basketball starts their SEC tonight at Reed Arena. More on that. And updates on the start of the golf season as well, all coming up at 6:50.
Hey, guys. So as far as the rain is concerned, we're just on the eastern edge of this stuff, and it'll start falling pretty soon. I don't know. We had some moments of heavy rain, and next hour we'll talk about the lightning strike that happened real nearby. But
inch
anyway,
inch and a half at Rancho de Cayo.
Oh, okay. There you go. So that's and today we're supposed to get maybe as much as 2 inches. So we'll see. The heaviest rain, if you happen to be traveling toward Austin, you'll be driving through it. If you're going to Waco, you'll be driving through it. But for instance, down toward Houston, it's not there, and it's pretty much, again, like yesterday, pouring in from the south, pretty heavy stuff down in the Corpus Christi area. They've got some severe thunderstorm stuff going on out there, a little, as you, what'd you say yesterday, as far as the colors are concerned? You had
broccoli and cheese.
Yeah, broccoli and cheese. And
with pimento.
Yeah, now we have pimento there on the box.
Or maybe it's just a full-out strawberry jam
on
there.
It could be, too. Now, you know, I think it's very interesting because in America, we have a lot of places where you can gamble, casinos and horse racing tracks and all that. And when we get to special events, there are things called prop bets, like for the Super Bowl as to, you know, what – how long will the national anthem take,
right,
and, you know, all that
really?
Kind of stuff.
Really? I've never heard of a prop bet.
Yeah, no, prop bet. And, of course, prop bets are very big in Great Britain. I mean, they've got ways that you can bet on all sorts of things happening. So if they decide that they want to expand this even more, we might take this idea from Taiwan, where bookies, they're taking bets on when terminally sick patients will die.
Oh, my God.
And some who are placing bets are related to the patients. Some are also the doctors.
Well, I guess they would know best.
Well, or the doctors would really know.
Say, wouldn't they have inside information on that?
I don't. You know, I'm not sure you want to be on the other side of the bet from the doctor.
No.
According to China Press, senior citizens clubs have set up more than 10 gaming houses. Before bets are placed, the bookies visit the relatives of the dying patients to seek the permission. Oh, how very nice. Thank you for doing that. they then take the bettors to observe the patients, and the wager is made.
Because that helps you get better.
God, is that like a zoo? What, you parade the people through?
Wow.
I mean, do they walk them into the room, or is it like, you know, they have a glass partition between them? Again, some of those bettors, according to the reporters, are people who are related to the patients or their doctors. If the patient dies within a month, the bookie wins. If the patient lives for between 1 month and 6 months, the bettor wins three times their wager.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Oh, this may catch on.
You know it will.
Yeah. One way to beat the inheritance tax,
sure,
right? You get
absolutely
triple your money back.
We got a lot of info.
Well, and then when you add them to the betting pool, could have something to do with it. Ah, let's wait. Looks like he's going to live.
Yeah.
He's going to live a while, yeah.
He's got Monty Python in my head. We got you, Dad.
Yeah.
Getting better. Getting better.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, there you go. It's Wednesday, January the 9th. This is, I don't know how you do this. It's Play God Day. I'm not sure.
That's a little scary.
Once again, you know, always remember there are doctors out there and there are pilots, and both of them get that feeling every once in a while. So it's also Static Electricity Day. And the much maligned, well, if it's maligned or not, the apricot day. We just don't
like apricots.
I love apricots.
Really?
Too. I don't know. Yeah, but they do kind of give you those little gas pains.
Oh, well, if that happens to, not agree with you.
Okay.
always like when you can find them in the grocery store. They're dried. They look like, you know, ears of children. It's
good.
Well, look at it the next time.
They do kind of.
Yeah. No, what's really good is when they're dipped in, not ears of children, but apricots dipped in chocolate yogurt.
It's a little Jonathan Swift-ish all of a sudden.
Well, chocolate yogurt? Chocolate yogurt?
Yeah, I mean, not like chocolate yogurt, but you know when it really, it's like chocolate, it's hard. You buy it, it's kind of like dipped almonds or dipped, you know, raisins or whatever, but it just says chocolate yogurt.
I know that yogurt on raisins.
Desiccated yogurt, I don't know.
There you go. Well, again, I don't care what you do with your yogurt. Just don't do it here. or you could just dip it in melted chocolate, too.
That sounds even better,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, that's it. Well, and again, nothing like having something healthy like fruit and dipping it into something like chocolate.
Oh, without question.
Chocolate's healthy.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
It's full of antioxidants.
Yep. There you go.
Full of antioxidants.
And, of course, it's also Universal Letter Writing Week, which, you know, is always a good thing to do.
That's a lost art.
It is a lost art.
I still need to write my Christmas cards.
Yep, see, you know, you mean the thank you notes.
No, I mean my Christmas cards, but also my thank you notes.
You're very behind.
Save the Christmas cards until next year. Might work better for you. All right, what do we got?
Kate Middleton's birthday today.
Really?
Yep. She's
the Duchess.
The Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah,
in honor, shall we bet on how many kids she'll have and what their names will be?
Well, one at a time, probably. I mean, we can bet one at a time, but I think she'll have the kids one at a time.
And I would venture a guess that because the legalized betting in Britain, like they have it, there's already a ton of boy, girl, what time.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, they got some prop bets out on that.
Absolutely. The Duchess Kate Richards, 31. A.J. McLean from the Backstreet Boys,
yes,
is 35.
Yes, I know who that is. His nickname's Bones.
Okay.
Chad.
wow. Okay. Well, I have a focus group later.
Chad Ochocinco is 35. Dave Matthews is 46.
Of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jolie Richardson is 48 from Nip Tuck. Muggsy Bogues, one of the shortest NBA basketball players ever.
He's also featured in Space Jam.
Wow. She's had two things that she knows about in here.
Just because I don't comment on it doesn't mean I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
It just means these were things that moved me enough to make a comment.
Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues.
Okay. He's 48 years old. Mark Martin from NASCAR fame is 54. J.K. Simmons is 57 from Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, he's the farmer's guy, the bald-headed guy who does those farmer's commercials.
And he was also in Oz.
Oh, was he?
Which was really good.
That's a dark show,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very dark.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Crystal Gayle and her hair are 62.
Okay, been here.
David Johansen.
I
bet you do.
Oh.
Buster Poindexter, and then New York Dolls before that.
Of course.
Buster Poindexter, 63. Uh-huh. Jimmy Page, 69. Mm-hmm. Joan Baez, 72. And Dick Enberg.
Touch 'em all.
Yep, 78.
All right, very good. He is the guy who, you know, and it was a big deal back then when UCLA and the University of Houston played in the Astrodome. That was a big deal. That was when Elvin Hayes was playing, and that was at that time the largest attended game Television history.
Yep.
They put together a special network for it on the TVS network.
I remember that.
This is before, you know, all this other stuff going on. And UCLA's announcer was Dick Enberg, so Dick Enberg did the game. And that was one of his claims to fame. The other thing that was interesting is they didn't really have a basketball court that they could take apart and move in the Houston area. So what they did is they took the court from Pauley Pavilion in Los Angeles and brought it in.
Did they bust it all the way over?
UCLA played on their home court, the Wood, but it was in the Astrodome.
Wow.
Literally their home
yes,
court.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And Judith Krantz, the author, she'd be 85 today. There you are at 621.
Need a better battery? Get to Interstate Battery. Auto technicians recommend Interstate Batteries 5-to-1. Interstate Batteries power everything from cars, trucks, and motorcycles to boats, RVs, and ATVs. So whether it's for work or play, depend on an Interstate Battery to get you where you need to go. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Make sure your car is ready to stand up to winter weather with a battery check in Interstate Batteries. Call 775-4293 to find a dealer near you. 775-4293.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What Obama and the left are trying to assert here is that Congress must continue to fund programs and departments going forward during the fiscal year, even though these are not debts if Congress stops authorizing them. Congress, under the Constitution, has the authority under Article 1 to determine whether to fund programs, departments, etc. So if Congress stops authorizing spending for them, they simply cease to be funded. That is not incurring a debt. That is stopping future spending. They know what they're doing. Their wording, they think, in their minds, is very clever.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Lawson Implement in Hamilton or Goldthwaite today. Find us online at lawson-implement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
We could see a less expensive iPhone. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is considering rolling out a cheaper iPhone. The Wall Street Journal says the phone would likely look much like the standard model, but the body would be made of plastic instead of aluminum, and some parts could be recycled from older iPhone models. Apple's not commenting, and the Journal says the company could still decide to scrap the idea. Walmart will offer the iPhone with service from Straight Talk Wireless, a no-contract provider. You'll be able to get unlimited talk, text, and data for $45 a month, but you will have to pay full price for the phone. Walmart will let customers finance their phones for $25 a month. Anheuser-Busch is set to introduce a new beer. Budweiser Black Crown is an amber lager. It has a higher alcohol content than Anheuser's other beers. Black Crown will be launched early next month with a commercial that runs during the Super Bowl. Stock market futures are narrowly mixed ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Safe like
repair, SafeLight replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627 brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Chance of rain continuing today. Percentages at 100%. Now, what they have done is they've dropped back on the percentage for tonight at 50%. So apparently whatever rain event we're going to have basically is going to happen today during the day. And what we're thinking is that as we look at the radar, it probably will get in here starting in about a half an hour. And again, we had some areas of very heavy rain yesterday, and it may in fact be that again today. We could have up to 2 inches of accumulation of rain today. 65 for the high, though. The temperatures are just amazing. 50 for a low tonight. 67 with sunshine tomorrow. 71 on Friday with sunshine. We do have a chance of some showers again at 30% on Saturday, but a high of 68. Then it gets a little chillier, 42 on Saturday night, and Sunday, 52. Seen this morning, all over the nation, it's just much warmer in many, many places in the nation. Chicago, for instance, has had less snow than they've had since 1944. So it's warmer. It's that global warming thing, right, Al Gore? Again, 65 today and 67 tomorrow and 71 on Friday. Right now, the humidity is 93%, and we have a little bit of light rain across the valley at 62.
It's tax time, and bottom line bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
The typical doctor's appointment today only lasts a few minutes, so what happens during those few minutes can make all the difference in your health care. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
If you want to receive quality health care, you really need to take more responsibility.
you know, there's a doctor shortage, and doctors are forced to see, you know, doctors who take insurance are forced to see patients between 7 to 15 minutes.
Martine Ehrenklou, author of the book, The Take Charge Patient.
So every physician, or most physicians that you're seeing, if you're seeing physicians who take insurance, they're going to be rushed. They're going to have too many patients to see in too little time. So partly because of that, the patient needs to pick up a little bit of the slack, not for the sake of the doctor, but for the sake of the patient.
Which means don't be afraid to ask questions when you don't understand.
And also, I think that if patients can be a little bit more well-informed about their diagnoses or medications that they're taking, there are many patients out there that go by the blue pill, the pink pill. Well, it's important to know the name and the dosage of the medication that you're on and what you're taking it for. Why? Because you can go see another specialist, and that specialist can give you either the brand version of what you're on or the generic version of what you're on, and you can end up on double the dose.
And if you have questions about medications, your pharmacist is a great, well-trained resource you should take advantage of.
Oh, yeah, the pharmacist, a wonderful resource. They are there for you. You can call and ask questions, or you can show up and ask questions about any kind of medication that you're taking. That's what they're trained to do.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. No one was hurt, and there was no property damage from lightning strikes associated with storms moving through the Twin Cities yesterday morning. College Station firefighters did respond to four alarms that went off due to momentary power outages caused by lightning. One resulted in the evacuation of the Connolly Building, the headquarters of the A&M system. At Crystal Park Plaza, the home of Bryan Broadcasting, some saw a flash of bright white and blue-green colors after lightning hit a parking light pole, and the Bryan Fire Department had no calls during the storm. Bryan school administrators are recommending changes to the attendance zones of the district's two main high schools. Maps showing the proposal will be on the Bryan ISD website Wednesday. A public hearing has been set for Monday night at 6. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says one of the purposes is to eliminate transfers between Rudder and Bryan High.
We're looking at ROTC being able to be offered at both high schools, not just one, and looking at ways we can do it to where wherever a person is zoned, that they can go to school. And in a perfect world, we eventually want Bryan ISD to be where it does not matter what your zip code is, you're going to have a wonderful education and you're going to have a wonderful opportunity to succeed in life.
Another intent to increase the student body at Rudder and reduce population at Bryan High is to make both schools 4A for UIL purposes, which reduces time and travel for extracurricular activities. The idea of a historical district on Bryan's west side has been discussed off and on for 30 years. Last night, the city council delayed action for another 6 weeks.
The council heard from 15 speakers, most who live in the affected area. Opponents include Gray Santana.
The west side has been preserved since day one by the people that live on the west side. If we waited on the Historic Landmark Commission to do something or not do something, we'd still be waiting.
Supporters include Howard Hart.
There will never be another Bryan original town site. If we don't preserve this now, there won't be another opportunity. We need to preserve this legacy.
The council unanimously supported Ann Horton's motion to take time to study issues raised last night.
I don't want to just rush into this, and I realize there have been a lot of meetings that have been held, but this is the first time we as a council have gotten together to really discuss this. So I want to make sure that we have all the facts and that we are ready to proceed.
The council will hold a public workshop before taking a vote February 26th. Boundaries of the proposed district are Parker to the east, Reed to the west, William Joe Bryan on the north, and 30th on the south. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Police at A&M who responded to a medical assistance call yesterday morning found someone who apparently jumped from the six-story Northside parking garage. Investigators do not suspect foul play in the death of a university professor who was killed. We're not releasing further details of the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy.
A new legislative session is underway, which means new representation for Brazos County, including Senator Charles Schwertner.
In my opinion, public education and the issues that face public education are job number one. I guess second would be infrastructure, in particular water infrastructure, but also transportation and energy. And then third is healthcare and healthcare policy and the ever-growing and expansion of the Medicaid costs and what that does to the other aspects of the state budget.
Moving from the House to the Senate has meant some adjustments.
You're one of 31, and you cover a larger geographic region and obviously 811,000 individuals and 161,000 children. Your impact is felt more on the Senate side.
Since last November's election, Schwertner says he has met throughout the district with individuals as well as leaders at A&M and the man who preceded him as Senator, Steve Ogden O'Brien. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 60 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2877 to let us know you're coming. saint-joseph.org/BVSM.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2WAY.
A flash flood watch remains in effect for the area. Heavy rain and thunderstorms for today. Temperatures are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight. We're going to be 50 to 55. It'll be turning partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 45 to 50. Mostly sunny on Friday with the high very close to 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now it's an opportunity for someone else to step forward.
That's what happens when you lose a player to the NFL. Somebody gets to step up, and we did more than likely yesterday. We'll share all that with you coming up in a little bit. The Aggies start SEC play against Arkansas in basketball, and a lot of moves in the NFL as well. We'll get to all that for you coming up in about 12 minutes.
All right, have a look at the radar. Brian, College Station of Brazos County, just on the leading northeastern edge of this stuff as it starts to pump up out of the south, and we'll be getting some heavier rain in just a little while. Over in Grimes County, they're getting a little bit of that. Burleson Burleson County is experiencing, along with Washington County, some kind of heavier rain. And there'll be little bands of heavier showers, but not nearly what we had yesterday, because it rained hard. It rained hard for a little while, and as a result, a lot of that accumulation that we had, or had a problem with actually at some small street flooding, and certainly bar ditches were full up.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, because it rained so hard so fast. And so there was a lot of runoff stuff that happened yesterday. We'll see what happens this morning. Actually, the most severe weather is down around Corpus Christi. But, obviously, that's south of us, almost due south of us. And so maybe that'll be coming up to visit upon us. San Antonio's got some light rain right now. And if you're driving toward Waco or Austin, you will be in rain the entire drive. But not so much in Houston. It's not out to that way. All right, let's see. This is the day, by the way, that Wendy's introduced us to Clara Peller. Remember her?
Yes. Where's the beef?
nearly deaf. I mean, that's when she went to work. She was nearly deaf. Anyway, yeah, where's the bee? That's a great ad campaign.
Yes, it was.
So now the New York Times got a kind of an interesting article about Obama's remade inner circle has an all-male look so far. He ain't got any ladies in there. So I wonder what that's about. Of course, Jay Carney, his job is to, he's pretty much the shill for the president, said, the president does believe that diversity is very important. He also believes that picking the absolute right person for each job is important.
Oh, so the absolute right person for each job is a man?
That's it. So, the exact right person. And, hon, if you go get us some coffee, that'd be fine. You know, I cannot believe that there aren't women who cannot be in this inner circle. But
they're the party of diversity.
That's right. I don't understand. Now, once again,
you just don't understand because you're a conservative white Southern male.
Is that it? No, I fully believe that they're, believe me, one of the best bosses I ever had was a woman, and I was smart enough to shut up and listen to her. that was the best thing I did, is just shut up and understand she knew a heck of a lot more than I did. Anyway, but one of those guys who supposedly is in the right place at the right time, or hoping to be, would be Chuck Hagel. A spokesperson really probably shouldn't have said this, but he did.
Oh, boy.
Chuck Todd from NBC was asking a guy named Bill Burton, who's a former deputy White House spokesperson, about this whole Hagel thing. Because, I mean, it's cooking up a little bit, whether or not he should be the new head of the secretary. He should be the new Secretary of Defense.
Well, the anti-Semite thing has been thrown around some.
Exactly. Here's the quote. This guy, who's a decorated veteran, and when you got a period of time when you're going to have to make huge cuts to the Pentagon, he's the sort of guy you want on the team doing it. Uh-oh. I don't know if he should have said that.
Huge cuts.
Huge cuts. And so we need to have a decorated war veteran in there leading the march for the huge cuts in the Pentagon.
So there's no riot.
Dang. Oh, well, again.
So the axe falls on the Republican, too, not anybody else.
Right. Probably shouldn't have said that. So the Texas House and Senate went into session yesterday. They all took their little oath of office. I don't know if we have any state representatives who wear string ties, you know?
The bolo?
Yeah. You know, do we have any of them?
I don't believe so.
Shoot. I hate that. Anyway, the legislature convened Tuesday for its 83rd regular session. Amid great ceremony, partisan fights over leadership in the House and the rules of the Senate evaporated as fast as a puddle in a West Texas summer. Well, all righty then.
Really?
You betcha.
Really?
But don't worry, they'll get started up again today. They will. The Senate, for its part, has 11 Democrats among its 31 members. 10 at the moment is the seat of Mario Gallegos of Houston, expected to be won by a Democrat in a special election in a few weeks. Now, the Senate delayed an opening day drawing numbers from a box to determine when they must run for reelection, either 2 or 4 years. David Dewhurst and senators said that was because of concerns about the possible impact of the redistricting cases in the U.S. Supreme Court, but they will. Now, of course, David Dewhurst wants to continue. I don't know. Maybe he's taking a page from the Rick Perry book. If he can't be senator, he'll just be lieutenant governor for life. He's already said he's going to run again. But interestingly enough, two of the people in the gallery watching the opening day of the Senate would be Fighting Texas Aggie Jerry Patterson, who is the land commissioner, and Fighting Texas Aggie Todd Staples, who's the agriculture commissioner. Both of them have already said they would like to be the lieutenant governor. But again, David Dewhurst said, I am the lieutenant governor, and I'm going to run again. So
Dewhurst has been there since I was in high school.
Yeah, well, again, well, okay, look. And Rick Perry's been there since Cat was in diapers. So, you know, what do you want to say?
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be there maybe forever. Reuters reports that school teachers in Texas and Ohio flocking to free firearms classes in the wake of the Connecticut elementary school massacre. More than 900 Ohio teachers, administrators, and school employees asked to take part in a new 3-day gun training program.
Well, why not?
Yep. Here in Texas, an $85 course offered at no cost to teachers filled 400 spots immediately. The Ohio law does not expressly prohibit guns in schools and leaves it to each individual school board. But in Texas, teachers who have concealed carry permits may carry their weapons on campus into public school classrooms as long as the superintendent has given permission. So see how that works out for you.
Yeah, I think it needs to be more publicized.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's
yeah, because I took the concealed carry class, and as far as I know, even if you have concealed carry, you weren't allowed to take it in. So I have not. This is new information to me that if you're a teacher, you can go in with a gun if you have concealed carry and the superintendent's permission.
Now, when you finished that concealed carry course, did they give you a yard sign that said, "Yeah, I got one"? That you just put?
No, they gave us a sticker that said, "This house protected by," and it has a big gun on it.
Oh, that's
it.
Good. There you go.
I'm
that's
just
a good
kidding.
Thing.
No,
I understand. Kidding. But I mean, really, just put a sign up that goes, "Yeah, I got one." Yeah, you know, just see how that works out.
I think it's a deterrent, period. Yeah. Thank you for playing. Have a nice day.
That's right, you know. Now, but the question is, and again, it's still a hot button issue.
Sure,
obviously.
Is.
I mean, there's to quote the freshman Arkansas GOP Congressman Tom Cotton. And this guy is an Army veteran, a business consultant. He's got two Harvard degrees, and he said there is zero chance that he will vote for a change in the gun laws. Zero chance. He said basically.
So he doesn't cotton to it?
Yeah, very nice. Thank you. Yes, I heard that. He said that his constituents are in contact with him, and by a 9-to-1 margin, they're against any change. And so he's voting his district. I think he probably feels that way anyway, but
true.
He's voting his district. So. Do we have a logjam, or does the president decide that he can institute some sort of a new gun control measure using the good old executive order? Because he's done that already. Well, he's not the first president, obviously. There are many presidents who have used executive orders to have actions take place that they didn't wait on the legislature. Maybe this will be the case.
I would venture a guess that would cause so many problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
As if people don't dislike him anyway already.
Well, it's one more reason. But again, I don't know that the people who get so angry aren't people who are disenchanted, shall we say, with the president.
Yeah, but that's along the lines of the whole Charlton Heston, my cold dead fingers.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think there's way too many people that feel that way about
it. You know, but it's very interesting because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's just been a massive number of young. Under 20, 21 and under people killed in Chicago in the last 3 years. I mean, it's just amazing. So, I mean, there's going to be people in urban areas who think that that's a really good idea to come up with stuff like that. But people like us who live in more rural areas are actually use the guns for sport. Or, you know, you might need them against four-legged predators that'd be on your property if you're out in the county.
Hogs.
There are a lot of reasons. Yeah, yeah, exactly. There are a lot of reasons why people who don't live in the city find that guns have a very real and a practical purpose in their life every day, and it's not gangsta-type stuff that they want to use the guns for.
It's like snakes in the chicken house.
Well, that's exactly right, but one of the deals is Yankees don't get that, okay? They just don't get it. They think that the only reason that people have guns is so they can shoot other people. And so we'll see. The executive order may be something they have to do, but the good thing is Joe Biden's on it. You know, Joe Biden is going to he's going to head up the group. They're all going to sit down.
I'm going to stop worrying now.
Yeah, exactly. Now that the vice president is in charge, they'll sit back, have a few beers. They'll say a few off-color things while the microphone's on, and we'll move forward from there.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wetherich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you'd like something just a little out of the ordinary when it comes to trees for your landscapes, your local nurseryman may have just your ticket. More and more uncommon trees are being offered. It'll increase as spring arrives. Let's look at some of the very best right after this important message. You still have time to get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words. The words will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of it written just for the great state of Texas, and all of it for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar. Call today while we still have calendars available. The supply is extremely limited. $38.95, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year new or renewal to our magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're talking about good lesser-known shade trees, and I'm still going to include Oklahoma redbud and forest pansy redbud. They've become fairly mainstream. Oklahoma has glossy dark green leaves, and it has the burgundy red flowers in the spring. And then the beautiful forest pansy redbud has purple leaves, and they hold pretty much their purple color well into the summer. Yeah, they'll bleach to a purple green in midsummer, but they're still beautiful. And forest pansy also has those dark burgundy flowers. There's a white flowering redbud, actually a couple of selections, a couple of varieties, and that gives a nice white color to the spring garden. Saucer magnolias bloom first in the spring. They're deciduous trees growing to 15 to 20 feet tall. Their 3 to 4 inch blooms resemble light purple or white tulips, and some people will mistakenly call them tulip tree magnolias, but that's a different tree, the tulip tree. You're wanting to ask for a saucer magnolia, and frankly, I would recommend them only in the northeastern part of Texas and along the eastern, maybe 20% of the state. Japanese maples are small trees that must have protection from the hot afternoon sun in Texas, and they fit in that same range of where they're adapted, generally northeast Texas and then down the eastern, probably 20 or 25% of the state. Golden rain trees grow everywhere. There are a couple of different types. Panicled golden rain tree is lovely in the northern two-thirds of Texas, and then the southern golden rain tree, which is more tropical, is great along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful yellow flowers in the summer, and they're just nice small trees, maybe 25 feet tall and wide. Mexican plum is the white flowering tree that you see in so many lightly shaded areas across the state early in the spring. It's an understory tree. You see it growing where redbuds would also be growing. It's very fragrant with its white flowers, very rough textured trunk, so it makes a dramatic statement. It's adapted all over the state. A good native plum tree, Mexican plum. You need to ask for it by name, and you'll like it. Ginkgos are a throwback to another era of the world. They have beautiful growth habits. They have very vase-shaped branching, and their leaves look like fans, like maidenhair fern leaves. They're slow growing in most of Texas, but they're beautiful as small accent trees. They get a lot larger in the Midwest, so be forewarned. And then finally, bur oak, an unsung hero of the tree world, native to Texas. It's one of the biggest of our shade trees, and it's beautiful and very heavy textured. I'm Neil Sperry. Gardening in the winter warm spells in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie football's fourth 11-win season in program history was rewarded with a number 5 finish in the AP and a number 5 finish in the USA Today, and their highest ranking since 1956. Now, with the success of a program comes some poaching. We've lost two assistant coaches already to becoming head coaches, and now Luke Jokel is headed to the NFL. Here's Alan Cannon, the associate athletic director, on his departure.
You know, there have been great ball players that have come through Texas A&M, and Luke, definitely a consensus All-American, the first Outland Trophy winner. He will be missed, but now it's an opportunity for someone else to step forward. And there are some young, talented offensive linemen that haven't got to play a great deal that may be able to step forward. And you look forward to these opportunities, but you also want to wish Luke all the best at the NFL because I think he's got a very bright future.
This all happened on the same day both he and Johnny Football were named to the USA Today All-Bowl team. Jokel, a junior left offensive tackle and consensus All-American, is projected to be a first-round pick and could go as high as in the top 5.
Sophomore Cedric Obwehi, who will more than likely replace Jokel, tweeted that Jake Matthews is going to stay. The speculation is that he is staying to play with his brother, who could replace senior Patrick Lewis after Patrick Lewis graduates this spring. Fighting Texas Aggie Hoops hits the hardwood with a 10-3 record tonight in their SEC opener against Arkansas, who come to Reed sporting a 9-3 record. With the start of the SEC play, I got a chance to ask Coach Kennedy what the difference was between playing in the Big 12 and playing in the SEC.
The SEC is, and you hear it in football, is speed and athleticism, maybe more athletic than the Big 12. The Big 12 has more size and traditional post players, kind of like Courtney Robinson and Ray Turner. And you'll see Arkansas has athletes, you know, Marshawn Powell is a very good athlete who can run the floor and score and do a lot of different things. I think the athleticism of the leagues is probably the biggest difference.
Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock, and you can hear buzzer-to-buzzer action right here with Dave and Al on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Since we're on the hardwood, we'll move to the NBA. James Harden and Chandler Parsons combined for 51 points last night in the Houston Rockets' 125-112 victory over L.A. That's the Lakers. Houston trailed by as many as 14 points in the first half before rallying to pick up their fifth straight win. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has been fined another $50,000 by the NBA for publicly criticizing the officiating. Cuban, who over his career in ownership of the Mavericks, 13 years, has been fined $1.5 million. This time it was for a Twitter post, a tweet following the Mavericks' 99-96 overtime loss to New Orleans on Saturday. The Eagles will interview Lovie Smith for their coaching vacancy tomorrow. Smith was fired after 9 seasons with the Chicago Bears. He led to Chicago to 3 division titles and 1 NFC championship, but lost his job after the team went 3-5 following a 7-1 start and they missed the playoffs. Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant has undergone successful surgery on his broken index finger after postponing a procedure for the final 3 games of the season. Bryant decided to play through the injury because the Cowboys were still in playoff contention. And the Cowboys, by the way, have fired defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. Head coach Jason Garrett made that move yesterday. Washington Redskins QB RG3 will undergo total reconstructive surgery of his right knee early Wednesday morning to repair a torn anterior cruciate ligament. That's the lateral collateral as well. But he is expected to be ready for the season opener in 2013. Dustin Johnson extended his own winning streak by shooting a final round 5-under-68 to win the season-opening Tournament of Champions by 4 shots over defending champ Steve Stricker. Johnson's victory now makes it 6 straight years in which he's won at least one golf tournament. And finally, the NHL owners will gather in New York today to vote on the tentative labor agreement reached with the union last week. A majority of players also must approve the deal for hockey to return to the ice if there's no Stags. Ratification could be finished by Saturday, and training camp could start as early as Sunday, before the 48-game regular season starts on January the 19th. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather for